Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He said, bring the boom.
Yeah.
Bring the boom.
Oh, this is so over. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Which is more over? The Sixers with Joel.
Or AJ and Big Justice.
Or AJ and Big Justice.
So what are the rankings of the most cooked? So there's AJ, Big Justice, Ashley the sister, or the mom. So Big Justice is the most cooked, right?
Sure.
Then AJ?
Yeah. Like the other ones are just getting, starting, you could say.
Maybe Ashley and the mom take over, the sister and the mom. All right, we are talking, Elliot joins us at 3. We are talking about the big story today, which Sixers will not just leave us alone. The big story today that there was a big team meeting after the game last night in which players asked the coaches to coach harder, coaches asked the players to play harder, but most specifically, Tyrese Maxey told Joel Embiid that his lateness to, quote, everything has a bad effect on the team and called him out, to which, quote, this is to quote Shams, that Embiid was receptive. I find that hard to believe, but maybe, who knows? Maybe? I don't know. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. It's a hot topic. I'm going to go short today because I want to get some word of encouragement at the end of the call.
Okay.
But look, Joel Embiid. Dog, listen, having somebody in your corner like Tyrese Maxey, like, you want to have guys that's going to check you. Like, Tyrese Maxey, he a real G. Like, you don't want nobody that's always going to be a yes man. And this is the thing that people don't realize. Joel Embiid always been late to meetings. See, it was cool and it was tolerated before because, you know, they was winning, making the playoffs, 1-2-3 seed. But now, you go 2-11, everything gets heightened. Oh, Joel's late to meeting. All that stuff get pointed out. When stuff ain't going too well, it's always been, the Sixers always been okay in that. And that's the problem. When you want to have a winning mentality, you got to have a winning mindset. Joel Embiid don't have a winning mindset. Joel Embiid is probably top two, maybe top one most talented players in the league. 7-2, handle, pull up. But it's like, Joel Embiid, all Sixer fans, Philadelphia fans is asking for you to do is just show the passion. Show you want to be there. I don't care if you like the fans. I don't care if the fans is cheering you. They do that to everybody. Like, everybody. You criticize Bryce Harper. We know Jalen Hurts get criticized. Everybody gets criticized. But the criticism comes from a place of love. Like, if you win, they going to love you, dog. That's all it is. All they asking, all we asking is for you to go out there on the court and just give it your all and win. Because when you ask out and you leave, like, you going to be looking just like KD, dog. KD ain't going to get love nowhere. He even if you go to wherever, he never was going to get love more than Steph in Golden State because they love Steph. And now you putting your point in a situation that Maxey checking you. Everybody saying Maxey not that guy, but if Maxey ride for the Sixers and he show his heart like a Kobe AI type, you Maxey going to get love more than you, dog. And we know you the better player. So you got to go out there and give it your heart. That's all I'm saying. Like, if you trade, if you want out, and you want to be the soft guy, all you want to do is prove the fans right. But if you really is that dude and you want to show, nah, I'm here to stay, go out there, put your ass in the gym, get healthy. See, they should have put that comp. Remember that Jalen Hurts, they put, oh, he can't golf? in his contract. They need to put in this dude's contract. You can't do nothing but sit your
ass. Didn't actually put
that wasn't actually in Jalen's contract.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but no, but what I'm saying, they need to put it in his contract. You can't do nothing but sit your ass on the couch unless it's basketball season. Because you, everything you doing, you ain't never ready, dog. So it's like, come on, man. All they want to do is see you put in the work. That's all.
Well, and to your point, Corey, about this having gone on for years, he wouldn't be the first NBA player in history who took advantage of this situation in a franchise. Like, they stars get away with murder.
Oh,
but
yeah.
However, what I would say is, it's this year that you basically asked for patience and told everybody it was different. Like, that's what came out of his mouth. What came out of his mouth was, I don't care about individual accolades this year.
Exactly.
I'm not going to play back-to-backs because it's actually better for the team, even though I won't get individual accolades, blah, blah, blah. He said all these things and put the team, and not that they're a sympathetic figure here, but put his teammates and his coach and his general manager in the position to say he's ramping up. And when the big fella comes back, he's going to be ready and looks like this. So it's not just that he was late and did. It was this year was supposed to be the year that all of those things went away. And,
exactly.
And it's just like it's the opposite of it. And it's like
it's getting worse.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Ike was right. It is kind of like the Kobe and Shaq. But Shaq, like you said, Shaq one more. But on the way out, I got to get a word of encouragement. Listen, my man, OK Andrew, dog, listen, if you want to be known as an afternoon caller, you better come up with some. Stop. We know Saquon Barkley good. Like, we don't need you to tell us that.
Thank you. Yes.
Stevie Wonder know that. Hey, if you, listen, you a Penn State guy, ride for Jahan Dotson. Say, hey, Jahan Dotson would be better. Listen, say Jahan Dotson would be better if the quarterback knew how to play. Now, if you say that, you're going to be ready for that smoke.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, people would love you more if you did that. We know Saquon good. Also, stop trying to kiss up to Jack and Spike and all them.
You would never do that.
Tell him, Jack, keep your ass on baseball. Check Spike. That's how you get remembered. We don't care about that likey-dikey kissing up bull crap. Check these dudes. If I'm wrong, hang up on his ass.
Right. Right. That's now
what
that he's
here.
Yes.
Hey, I'm giving from a great caller. I'm giving you love. I like you, Andrew. But check these boys. We don't care about Saquon Barkley. We know he a beast. And don't check. Don't talk about Noel. Everybody tell me I'm a great caller. I need to hear from y'all. I know it.
Baby,
I'm out.
All right, Corey. Goodness words gracious. Of encouragement from normally we have caller on caller crime. Now that was essentially in that right there. Okay, Andrew was Embiid. And Corey from Columbus was Maxie. And he was like, this is what we need out of you, dog. We need the killer mentality.
Yes.
Listen, it can't always come from us.
No.
Right?
It can't.
At some point, the players got to put it on themselves. And so, I think that's what happened.
Yep, absolutely. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here's the question. I want you to guess the percentage as always. Mm. Are you done with Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Well, let me see.
What do you think the percentages are?
Oh, yes.
Well, there you go.
And I'll go with, let's go with 83%.
72%, yeah.
Oh, man. I thought about 73. I said 83.
There are, as done as everyone feels, there are a lot of people who either feel like me or feel like you,
yeah,
who have put in,
yeah.
I know we haven't put in, we didn't break our feed. Those things didn't happen. But as fans put our emotion and our time and our care into this player,
yeah,
who want to be open to the chance that he receives this in the right way.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm done with the guy. I'm never rooting for him again. I'm just telling you my hope and my faith in him is gone.
Yep.
That's gone. So until, if he shows me that, if he's back and he's playing that way, okay, it can be restored. But right now, I don't have it for him, man. And this is frustrating. I feel more downtrodden than anything.
Yes.
Right? It's like, damn, now we're dealing with this.
Yeah. It's always something.
He had to have a team meeting, and he had to be called out. And then you find out, okay, because now stuff is being leaked out about the team meeting, right? What is being said? He's late to this, he's late to that, this and that and the other. And I know your dad, he's brought up how close he cuts it coming to the game. Sometimes 30, 40 minutes before the game starts, he's just now getting down there to Wells Fargo. But it's when, I guess when you start to hear it this way, because for me, this is coming from the Sixers somehow. Like when you have a team meeting that no one knew about, then how does everybody find out about it?
Somebody
had to leak the team meeting.
Well, I don't know if you remember it, but they early on, after he broke his foot the first time, there was a leak that he was over 300 pounds.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
And that clearly came from the team who was trying to put pressure on him because they knew they couldn't do it directly.
That was the whole Shirley Temple thing and all of that.
All that stuff. With the legend, Keith Pompey, I believe it was him writing it. Do I think Nick Nurse is fed up?
Yes.
For sure.
Well, we said Nick Nurse has been acting kind of edgy a little bit.
Do I think Maxie? I think Maxie does love him, but I think Maxie is fed up. Mm-hmm. I think any player who is on that team who is, and you said this yesterday, that it is hard for them to bust their asses when the entire team is built around him and he is not.
Yeah.
So he could... He could do everything right and it not work. But that's not what's happening now. Mm-hmm. And there will be a segment of the fan base that even if he did everything right, who would hate him because he didn't fail. But that segment would be because he failed, but that segment would be ultimately very small. Mm-hmm. We say it about Philadelphia all the time, and I know we sort of beat our chests on it and the hard work, but it's true. If you gave all of it and it didn't work, I think ultimately we would be able to accept it. Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, I think it feels like a Nurse leak. There was like,
oh, you think Nick Nurse?
Well, because there's
they're both clutch.
Someone put out. This is what he always used the elephant in the room up in Toronto as we need to address the elephant
players
in the room, and that's what the person told ESPN that we had to address the elephant in the room.
Well, Tyrese is clutch. And Nick Nurse is clutch, so it would not be surprising if we were talking before about whether this is something that Tyrese Maxey just does on his own. I don't think it would be impossible that he was pushed a little bit, and not in a bad way, saying, "Hey, look,
no, Joel, it's for the team.
Joel likes you. Joel respects you. It will mean something coming from you."
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He needs to hear this from you. You know, he doesn't seem like the type Tyrese would just do it on his own, but I don't think that makes it any more or less. I'm sure he wouldn't say it if he didn't feel that way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that'd be like me holding you accountable. You know what I mean?
You hold us accountable every once in a while.
It's always with a little smile.
Yeah.
That's probably what Tyrese did.
Yeah, it is. 215-592-9494. TR and Winfield, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, TR?
What up, TR?
So not much. So I didn't get with you Friday, man. After the game Thursday, yeah, I'm back now. I'm cool now. This now that we talking about Embiid, but I'm cool. Maybe Friday, Thursday, I was talking about. Well, last week I was talking about the game that you know I wasn't too excited about how we playing. I'm hyped now. We got those three wins out the way. I'm cool. I think we're gonna be all right now. We're gonna be all right now. I'm feeling it now. I trust him now.
Okay.
But as far as Embiid's concerned, well, man, I just think we got to give him a chance to get his legs up under him. For now, I think that's what the problem is. He ain't been running up and down. He, you know, he got to get his legs up under him. Hopefully, but he did. Like he did look just interested yesterday. I was like, oh my stars, you know. But I think it's just that, you know, and it's. I think y'all might think I'm tripping when I'm about to say. But as long as you keep wearing that cheap footwear, them sneaks he be wearing that don't support his all that weight, he gonna continue to twist because all that's connected.
It's not Skechers' fault. Come on, yeah, come on.
it's the cheap footwear. I'm telling you, I used to work in the OR. I heard a surgeon tell me this podiatrist surgeon. This surgeon told me that a lot of it's like having a big motor in a small body car. If you don't support it, it'll fall apart. And he said all that stuff connected. A lot of guys, you know, I'm just telling you what I heard from the surgeon. But anyway, yeah, I think you know if that's not the case mentally. I mean, physically, then I think he just going to need to retire, get off the team, man, because he's holding us up, man, with this play. But I think he just needs to get his legs up under him. We got to give him a shot. He's a few more games, man, you know, to get his legs up under him. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I'm thinking of. I think other than that, you know, he needs to go then.
A couple more games.
If he don't show up, like you said, he's bad when he's coming back. You know, if you don't get his legs up under him soon, get rid of him. We got to get rid of him because we can't be looking like dog meat out here, man. We got Max on the team. We got George. We got good players.
I got to tell you, TR.
He's not going anywhere. Yeah,
if he doesn't look good, you ain't getting rid of him. That's the other problem.
Get some money back. Give him some money back and go somewhere then. Do something. So, man, he's going to hurt us, man. We're trying to win a title, man.
Hold on, TR. Just understand this. We're starting over.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you make this move, you may wind up moving him and getting some parts or what have you, but you ain't putting together a championship team immediately after you move on from him.
No, you're not getting star for star.
No.
Yeah, you're getting picks.
All right.
And by the way, okay. No one wants to hear this. You have if you're rebuilding in that way, you might even think about rebuilding, getting rid of
across
everyone. You know, starting.
Yeah.
So I think. I really think tomorrow night, thank you for the call, TR. Appreciate it, man. I think tomorrow night against Memphis probably tells us everything we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Not whether they win or whether it goes 50 or anything, but you'll be able to see.
You may tell what his mindset is. And listen, he comes out, plays a little ticked off.
Good.
Good.
Yes. But the minute we see today, Joel Embiid doubtful tomorrow or something, that's when...
he can't get cooked by Zach Edey, man.
No.
Would not be in a good spot.
There could be no doubtful, no questionable with tomorrow night. You got to play in that game tomorrow night, and you have to look like a different human.
Let me ask you this. He was doubtful all day yesterday.
Well, he went from questionable to doubtful yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
And you thought there may be a chance that he could play.
Yeah. Someone had whispered to me that they thought there was a good chance.
Yeah. I wondered, did he really want to play, though? Or was there something brewing where he was sort of encouraged to get out there and play?
I think that's probably not a bad thing.
Yeah. That's what it kind of feels like.
Not a bad guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. That he didn't feel well, and they were like, Joel, we just missed the.
Yeah,
you weren't there for the first 10 games of the season.
Yeah.
You got to get out there. And he was, okay, fine. I'll give it a go.
Right.
And not one free throw. And this is where my mind starts going. They go up 19. Where my mind starts going is he thinks to himself, well, I don't want to reward them for making me play.
Right.
Like, does he actively try less?
Sure.
Because he doesn't want to be bullied into doing something he doesn't want to do. By the way, thanks, a huge thanks to Primos, who delivered us.
Shout out to Primos.
Yeah, always hooking us up. Wait a minute. I had the... at a thing here with I'll mention their website, but there we go, primohoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. They brought lunch. Mm-hmm. It always kicks ass.
Yep.
You know that a Primo's hoagie smells different, it looks different, it's the right roll.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it hits and
can't go wrong.
It kinda hits later in the day. I usually don't eat it here. I bring it home for later
in
the night.
It's already loaded up and ready to go for
later.
The
oil
man.
Goes into the roll a little bit. Mm. Good stuff. Thank you to Primo. 215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP.
You had to bring bring up Primos. I hope they gave you guys some Chicken Diablos. That Chicken Diablos hoagie, man, that's where it's at.
Yo, they gave me the veggie Diablo. Give it to me.
Is this Colin down the shore?
You like the bologna one?
My buddy loves them. I'm so out on Embiid. I'm done with his annex. I'm done with his sissiness. I am completely done. Two things. Like, I don't think he was built for this city, because you are absolutely right, Spike. All we want, two things that take no talent, zero talent at all, effort and showing up on time. That takes zero talent. That tells me that he is done with us as well. And you know what? Good. I am so freaking happy. And I am proud of Maxi for sticking up. That shows that he's going from being a little bit, like, he's stepping up and he's going to end up being the face of this franchise. I started to be out on him when he goes pushing people around. Because you know what? It's easy to push people around when you're as big as he is.
Well, that's I kind of like when he pushes people around, to be quite honest with you. I wish he would do it more, to be quite honest with you. I have no problem with him pushing people around.
I'm not a huge Marcus Hayes fan. I think sometimes.
Oh, you mean Marcus? I thought you meant basketball players. I don't want him to push journalists.
No. When he goes around pushing reporters around and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have minded as much if he pushed that Jeff McTurn.
Jeff McClain. Yeah, hey, man.
Ooh, boy.
We don't want him to push any.
What about Howard?
But I just don't think. I think I'm done with him. He's not built for this city. He doesn't have the drive that it takes to be here for us. Mm-hmm. You can underperform, but if we know, like, that's one of the things with Trey Turner. Like, it was reported that he's staying after. He's hitting the batting cages. Mm. Give us the effort. Show us that you want it as much
and
as
we'll
we
reward
do.
You. Yeah.
Because we live for this.
Whoa.
Oh, that was
you
awesome.
Get that, Jack?
Yeah. So excited.
Got to let you go, Colin.
Yep. It's okay, Colin.
Colin lives for this stuff.
Yeah, got a little excited.
Stuff. Yeah. I don't know if Trey Turner is the guy I would have put in as the example, but...
Tucker just tweeted this.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable he's only played 10 games since the 70-point game. He's only played 10 regular season games since he scored 70.
Regular season games. Right, because he got hurt almost right after that.
Almost right after that.
That was against the Spurs?
The Spurs, because he wanted to show Wemby up. Oh.
Yeah. Want to show him who's the big dog.
Yeah. He showed him.
He did. It was
Jackson
great
joined
it was great.
Us a little
bit. You are enjoying it a little bit too much. You are a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You are.
He's only a Phillies guy. Everybody's right about Jack.
Yeah.
Everybody's right about Jack.
You see?
He hosts a Sixers podcast.
This guy. Sorta.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Everyone's right about Jack.
Yeah.
Everyone's right. Dude, I defended you, and I can't anymore.
Oh.
You want every team to lose but the Phillies.
Yeah. That's
now, it's really just about... I like seeing Spike in a corner, man. It's not that I don't root for you. It's not that you're like a good friend of mine, obviously.
Yeah.
But seeing you battle today.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Well, I'm, you know, the heart is open today.
It's about time.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Heart's always open. I'm being honest about this. I can't.
You mean to tell me you're enjoying? You think Spike's having it rough? So you're enjoying it? Is that what you're saying right now?
But that's it's all about. It's only child Fritz that's over there.
Yeah. It's not only child.
Yeah.
I find everything pretty much funny.
Okay.
Yeah. And even this,
all right.
I find funny.
Just Bryce was.
Now, believe me,
game 6 and 7.
I went through this at the end of the season last year when he was enjoying the 6-game losing streak.
I only enjoyed the Niners loss.
He's enjoying this every week.
Dude, he's something else.
Yeah.
He's really.
No, you did the Bryce hustle thing once many times for me.
Yeah. I was right, though.
Ish.
Right, ish.
I was right. They were cooked. I was right. I was worried.
You were right about them being cooked before I thought they were cooked. But the Bryce hustle stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't forget.
Well, hustles at the wrong time.
He does not forget.
You. Unbelievable. Well, Elliot will join us. Now.
How's that going to make you feel? Yeah. Your head's.
Hold on. He's a Sixer guy.
Yeah, diehard. He's trying to tell you that Embiid was cooked.
He did. He also told us to try to build around Maxey. So, and then I challenged him to build a team around Maxey without a player better than Maxey. And he has not lived up to that challenge. I told him he would have the floor. Obviously, it's the floor here. I gave him an opportunity on the floor of on the podcast, which for a Sixers podcaster, that's a big deal.
Sure.
He didn't. He has not. You know, he has not come back with his team. So
shocking.
Yeah.
And what else does he have to do?
Yeah. Nothing.
I know.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Elliot will join us next. We will, of course, continue the conversation about Joel Embiid. Also, some Eagles stuff. Is the number one seed a reality? Have we stopped caring about Saquon's touches? The Eagles need to pass the ball more? That's all next, along with your calls on the Embiid situation. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.